flamenco is not only an art, but a way of life. She shares it with her husband and other flamenco members of the community. Francisco Paco Fonta is one of the state's most sought-after flamenco musicians. Born in the small Spanish town of Jaén, Fonta learned flamenco singing and guitar from older traditional musicians in his town. He specialized in canto hondo, one of the most authentic, profound, and difficult of flamenco styles. He later moved to Madrid and performed with many other groups, and now they are in Miami, and they are great. My grandparents were gypsies, so I love this. So welcome. Thank you very, very much. Okay?
Hello, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here at the Folk Festival, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the songs and dances that we're going to do. And the very first dance I'm going to do is called Sevillanas. It comes from the town of Seville, and it's not quite authentic flamenco. It's a typical folkloric dance from the town of Seville. Everybody dances it. It's danced in all the festivals, at weddings, at birthdays. There's a huge festival called the Feria de Sevilla, where it's just tents and tents and tents. You know, hundreds of tens of people just dancing Sevillanas. So we'll begin with Sevillanas, and then we'll go on to the more heavy, pure flamenco. Sevillanas. Let me just tell you one thing. Typically, this dance is a couple dance. It can be danced between two women, a man and a woman, two men nowadays. That's okay, too. I would say... Unfortunately, I'm going to be doing it by myself, and maybe later, in one of the later shows, I'm going to have some students joining me to do the flamenco as the couple dance, so you'll see more of it. Thank you.
Venían desde Londres a Madrid. Desde Londres a Madrid, cartas iban y venían desde Londres a Madrid. Loco estoy yo, vida mía, lo mismo que tú por mí. Lo mismo que tú por mí, en el Palacio de Oriente, todo risa y alegría. Doña Cristina sonríe al ver a su hijo tan feliz. Qué bien parece, doña Victoria Eugenia, qué bien parece, doña Victoria Eugenia y Alfonso XIII. La historia de una amapola que escapó de entre los trigos. Que escapó de entre los trigos, la historia de una amapola. Que escapó de entre los trigos, la historia de una amapola. Que escapó de entre los trigos. Que escapó de entre los trigos, dicen que la vio el almendro, dicen que la vio el olivo, dicen que la vio la luna por un claro en el camino. Queriendo saber quién era, pregunto yo de una voz. Del cielo respondió, yo soy la madre de Dios y la Virgen del Rocío. Sevilla tuvo una niña que le pusieron Triana, que le pusieron Triana. Sevilla tuvo una niña que le pusieron Triana. Sevilla tuvo una niña que le pusieron Triana, que le pusieron Triana, la cartuja para el bautizo, regaló una palangana, la cartuja para el bautizo, regaló una palangana. Vaya un bautizo con arte, mucho babo en adobo, mucho vino y alegría, ya se aprendieron los moros el cante por bulería. ¡Ale! cuando paso por el puente Triana, contigo vida mía. Cuando paso por el puente Triana, contigo vida mía, Triana, contigo vida mía. Y al mirarte me parece, Triana, que muero de alegría. Porque tienes unos ojos, Triana, igual que dos luceros, Triana, igual que dos luceros. Una clase de hechura, Triana, que va del mundo entero. Si por otro me dejaras, Triana, de pena moriría. Cariño, te quiero, te querré. Triana, Triana,
yo le. ¡Ale! ¡A Triana! Dale botoncito.
The castanets, as I said before, the castanets is typical in the Andalusian folkloric dance. It is not used in pure authentic flamenco. But since flamenco is such a percussive dance, no matter any kind of percussion instrument that you're using, whether it be castanets or our footwork, which I'll later do, and we do a lot of palmas, you've probably heard of that,
clapping,
to keep our beat. And in modern times, we have added something called the box, a percussive box, comes from Peru, that we also use. And we sometimes use dumbeks and other instruments with our flamenco. Nowadays, we do a lot of fusion, and we've incorporated all kinds of percussive elements. Flamenco is very difficult rhythmically, as I'm saying. The next piece that Paco's going to play for you on the guitar is called Bulerias. It's one of the most difficult pieces. It's in 12th rhythm count, and it's constantly changing back and forth, but basically it goes like this. And we start on 12 instead of on 1 to make it even more complicated. So we start on 12. It goes 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, on and on. Goes really fast. 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, da 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 pa pa da 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 pa 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 pa. Bulerías.
Thank you.
Thank you. She's the one that do the talking.
Okay. If anybody has any questions on the guitar? No. Okay. The dance I'm going to dance now is called Soleares. It's one of the most serious and oldest and purest of the flamenco traditional dances. And they say that flamenco, the beginnings of flamenco, even though it's only about 200 years old, really started maybe 500 years ago. In Spain, there was the time right before the Spanish Inquisition when the Jews were living there and the Gypsies were there and the Moors were living there and the Christians were all living together in a wonderful time and they were living in peace, and then they decided that they were going to kick everybody out except for the Christians. And all of these they say that because of all of these persecuted peoples, their outcry, it's basically a cry of desperation, is where flamenco began. And you can hear it in the singing in these sad songs. The singer was always, you know, singing, ay, ay, you'll hear that. But what happens is in flamenco, and I think in life in general, and that's why flamenco is so wonderful, because it's a very, very emotional art form, and basically that's what we're doing. We're expressing every single emotion that human beings can feel, from sadness to loneliness, love, happiness, strength, weakness, anything and everything that you can feel, I think, that you can see in this dance that I'm going to do for you now from the beginning till the end. And it's going to go through a lot of changes. And the beginning will be very serious and very sad. And then there'll be a footwork section. And then there'll be a change. And all of this is in the 12 count, like I said, that same 12 count rhythm. And then kind of things will start to look a little bit better. And you'll notice things are getting a little bit more lively. And by the very end of the dance, we'll have taken it from the soleares, we'll go to a middle solea por bulerias, and we'll end with our bulerias, which is our fast, happy, festive dance. It's like a catharsis, and all of a sudden, even though I went through so much pain and suffering at the end, you always come out okay, you know, and it's a wonderful life. So let's enjoy.
Thank you.
que fuiste de mi vera. Y el corazón me ha hecho la haría pa' que volviera. El corazón me ha hecho la haría pa' que volviera. We'll be right back.
Many, many thanks to Paco and Celia Fonta, siempre flamenco.